Well, there's news today that the Senate has signed off on a stopgap measure to fund the FAA, ending the two-week partial shutdown. This will jumpstart subsidies to airlines that fly to remote airports, put 4,000 workers back in the job so they can, among other things, begin collecting tax receipts to stop the hemorrhaging of money, $30 million a day, from government coffers. As we were reminded in our report yesterday with Mary Jane Credour, aviation reporter for Bloomberg News, your average domestic ticket costs about $240, and there might be another $40 or so in taxes and fees on top of that. The government had been losing that money during the funding stalemate. And Mary Jane also told us that with the FAA shutdown, airlines were keeping what would normally be those taxes and fees on the ticket price and pocketing it for themselves. Well, many of you were as surprised as we were. Nathaniel Fink left this comment at our website. All I can say is, wow. I fully shared Robin's disbelief as the facts of this story were laid out. To think that the Republican Congress that just held the world's economy hostage in the name of cutting spending is willing to let $30 million a day slip away reveals their only true priority in this and every other issue, big business. But Lawrence Blakely, listening on KSKA in Anchorage, Alaska, wanted us to know of at least one airline that wasn't pocketing that money, that was passing on the savings to consumers, and that's Alaska Air. Lawrence, thanks for that. We've had a lot of spirited conversations at our website lately on everything from home births to hacking. We highly recommend you join in, hereandnow.org. There's a thread going right now on Ramadan. And by the way, after our primer yesterday on the month-long Muslim religious celebration, we got this email from Ron Myers in Brush Prairie, Washington. He writes, "You said Muslims fast from dawn to dusk. Well, more correctly, Muslims fast from before dawn to sunset. The fast should begin when a thread held up to the east can be seen. It must cease at the moment the sun sets." And he added, "I am not a Muslim. I'm a serious Christian, but I thank you for taking the time for this topic." And finally, after our conversation yesterday about the aggressive Asian tiger mosquito that's spreading northward and love cities, bites during the day, we asked you to share your home remedies for fending off skeeters. Bug Magnet writes on our website that lemon eucalyptus oil is the best bug repellent. Just dot some on the back of your knees and around your ankles. Oakwise Design writes, "I apply an all-natural garlic-based product called Mosquito Barrier to my lawn. It coats the leaves, grass, and foundation areas, and then it repels ticks and mosquitoes." Rick Scott from Durham, North Carolina, says he keeps a hummingbird colony. He writes, "I use about 15 pounds of sugar a week to feed them, and they love to eat mosquitoes." And finally, we get this one. "Hey, Aunt Robin, it's Amber. This stuff really works. It's called Badger Anti-Bug Balm. Good for the skin, bad for the bug." Hi, Amber, my niece. We'd love to hear from you. Go to hereandnow.org, leave a comment right there, or you can click on Contact Us for email and phone and actual address information. That's hereandnow.org. Back in a minute, Here and Now.